This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. But I wanted to start with the show, or start the show out, with the story we did not discuss last night, but we teased it as though we would. With you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo, back from the dead.
And Mark.
Taryn, you had pneumonia over the last couple of weeks, so glad to see you back.
Not
behind
so
the mic.
Fun. But,
you sound good, too.
Thank you. It makes your voice a little more deep.
Does it?
It gives you a little Sulu going on.
A little Barry White.
Oh, man, I love Barry.
But photographyisnotacrime.com is reporting. Carlos Miller, great blog, by the way. Photographyisnotacrime.com. A Missouri cop with an oral fixation for penis was able to convince 60 straight men to come to his home for fellatio after placing an ad on Craigslist. Chesterfield police officer David Cerna would pose as a woman online, sending men a photo of a woman, telling them that she wanted to perform oral sex on them. The men would get aroused and make arrangements to meet the woman at her home, only to show up and learn that she was shy and didn't want to show her face.
Oh, man.
So, the men would stick their penis through a hole in the door as Cerna kneeled on the other side, performing oral sex on them.
What?
60 men. You're nuts. Are you really that shocked, Taryn?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I mean, there would be a glory hole set up in someone's house.
I'm shocked
I'd be
that
a little
actually exists. Exists. I'm sorry.
Wait, you're shocked that a glory hole exists?
Yeah, no. I guess I am.
What, do you think these are the things of legend?
Yeah, indeed I did.
No.
I can also say that I'm shocked that somebody would be so foolish as to stick a part of themselves through one.
Well, you know, horny guys, Mark, they'll do just about anything to get their rocks off.
Are you telling me that that 60 guys fell for this?
60 men in 18 months fell for this ruse. The Missouri cop would record the sex acts on video and then post them online on a gay porn website that he ran.
I'm pretty sure that part is what got him in trouble.
Well, just you wait. There's more to this story. And it's the second portion that things get pretty awful. Because as far as so far in the story here, there's really nothing that's illegal about this, right? You know, he invited these people. Yeah, sure, he masqueraded as a woman. That's sort of fraudulent. But it's the internet. People do that stuff all the time. So, you know, if you want to go and have your unit fellatioed and you don't want to check and see who's doing the job first, if you really don't care that much, because like you said, Mark, why would somebody just stick their thing through that hole? It could be cut off, for instance, on the other side. You know, you get what you get.
Okay, so here's what I want to know.
Buyer beware.
How did the conversation go at the door? Like, there's a hole in the door.
I don't want to show my face. Stick it through.
I'm just not fooled by that voice.
And maybe he was really good at a female voice.
He would have
to
be.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, okay, yeah, it's a little fraudulent, but whatever. They got what they came for.
I almost feel this. It's fraudulent, but I have a difficult time feeling bad for somebody who just goes and puts in the old part through a hole in the wall.
Right. They should be feeling grateful that it wasn't, you know, yanked or torn off or cut off or something like that. It could have been a lot worse.
Things went remarkably well.
Yeah. But I think it's funny that you are surprised that the glory hole
it's a rare new breed of success.
Is a thing that actually exists.
All right, just to repeat here, the police officer actually had it on his front door, the glory hole?
I don't know where the door was. That's not real clear.
I mean, did they even get in the house?
I don't know.
Maybe he let him ding-dong, okay.
Maybe he let him in the back porch or something like that.
You would hope that there was another door, right? Like, it wasn't just some guy like really close to a front door. What is that guy so
it
close
sounds
to?
Like they didn't get in the house. It sounds like they were stuck on the porch.
They were stuck someplace. Pinned there, as it were.
If you a great story.
It is a great story. If you congratulations.
You're gay.
If you want to share your thoughts with us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, this you really shouldn't be surprised. Guys are some of them are just so desperate to get their rocks off. They will do almost anything. And you know what I think would be really interesting to know is, and we don't know this, but maybe the man who's now been arrested, and we'll tell you what he was arrested for here in a moment. It doesn't have to do with this. Maybe he could tell us how many of the people came to the house, were presented with the idea that they should stick their penis through the hole in the door for fellatio purposes, and then left. What portion of them decided, nope, not going to do this, turned around and left? I bet you the majority of them went for it. Because they were already there, they're, you know, ready to go, they got this picture of the woman in their mind, and well, that's good enough.
Who is the one that, okay.
You drove across town.
Who gave the 60 people number?
I don't know.
Because that's really, I mean, that's what matters.
Well, he put it up online so they could have counted the videos.
So at that point, that means 60 of the 60 did it. We don't know how many turned around.
Yeah, we don't know.
But, I mean, in the day and age of To Catch a Predator, you know, I would definitely think twice before I just had random sex off a Craigslist. I mean, don't know what you're putting through that hole. I expect Chris Hansen to pop out into the kitchen or a bush and tackle me.
What period of time did these videos go up over?
Not clear. Okay. Well, I mean, it does say they were over 18 months, but, you know, I don't know if he put them all up at once or, you know, over time. Probably over time.
18 months sounds like the answer to the question.
60 men in 18 months. The Missouri cop. Okay, so here's the bad part of the story. He would also arrest boys and transport them to the police station, where he would take them into a back room, frisk them thoroughly, including fondling their genitals, then expose their genitals so they could be recorded by a secret camera.
Oh, man.
And if that didn't keep him busy enough, Cerna also set up a video camera in the bathroom of a local gas station to provide more material for his website.
Seems like this guy felt invincible.
Well, that's probably the way a lot of the cops feel, and that's what led to his arrest after a local television reporter began investigating a secret camera that was found in the mobile on-the-run gas station. The reporter, Chris Hayes from Fox 2, then informed police about the camera, who began investigating, tracking it to their own fellow officer. Officer Cerna, who had been on the force for 6 years, was arrested and fired. And through the investigation, police found the videos of the minors, as well as of the men who fell for the fellatio through the door ploy. He's now facing a litany of charges, including invasion of privacy charges related to the videos from the Craigslist hookups. Now, that's a surprise. I'm not sure how that's an invasion of privacy. If you pull down your pants and stick your penis through a hole in a door on somebody else's property, I think you get what's coming to you.
Well, at that point, if you
so to speak,
if you're fondling minors, you don't have an opportunity to fight the charges. Do you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
At that point, they can pile anything they want on
you. You're pretty much dead if there's minors involved.
But I agree, if you stick a bare naked part through a door, that it may be videotaped. Sure.
Cerna did plead guilty to the invasion of privacy charges, interestingly, and apparently the trial for the sexual exploitation charges of minors will be separate. So maybe he could have not taken the plea on that, Mark. They've got two separate trials here for this guy.
I don't know.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, not a good guy, not a good story, but it sure was funny in the beginning. Let's go to Doug, listening in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, yeah, you had a guy on who called in a day ago claiming that, you know, we need to quit having people on that or quit promoting people, libertarian people who burn the American flag and, you know, to bring more people into the party. My feeling on it can be that the party, libertarian party, can be about individual freedom, liberty, and private property. If you don't get that, you don't belong in the libertarian party. I mean, the guy acted genuine. He acted like a good guy. Maybe he might have been trying to do a good thing. But, you know, where do we end it here? Okay, there are a lot of people that are offended by making marijuana and pot legal. Maybe we shouldn't promote that in the Libertarian Party either. Now, I mean, we got to quit with the I'm offended, therefore we should not do that. You know, if you don't get individual liberty and freedom, you don't belong in the party, then, in my opinion, you know?
I see where you're coming from on that, Doug. Stand by. We can continue the discussion here because this is one of the big issues among libertarians is should people, you know, should the Libertarian Party or the libertarians in general be a big tent group? And we'll see what Taryn and Mark have to say about it here. And you can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back underbelly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Remember, powerprepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username here tonight is LRN.FM. You want to save big time over at Amazon? Here's how you do it. I mean, already Amazon's got great prices and a huge selection. You can go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You'll save 20% on average. And I've personally never saved less than 20%. I've saved 30%, 40%, and various different numbers in between those 20% to 40%. So you can save quite a bit. The catch is you've got to have Bitcoin to do it. So go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com and get started there. It's easy to watch the intro video. And if you don't have Bitcoin yet, that's okay. You can still go to saveatpurse.com and sign up for an account. And then get your Bitcoin and get started at saveatpurse.com. Doug is on the line in Chicago. Doug, you were saying that you think that libertarians should be, I guess, more choosy about who they allow to apply that term to themselves. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth. What were you saying?
Well, no, I don't think that we need to allow people in, though, that, you know, are going to ruin what we are, our foundation. You know, I mean, the gentleman that called in, he deeply had been offended by the burning of the American flag. I'm not going to lie, I'm not offended by the burning of the American flag, but I had plenty in my life that I'm offended by. I had a guy down the block from me who tore down a 50-foot-tall, beautiful willow tree. You know, I thought that it had been very bad for the neighborhood. But I'm not up in my neighborhood getting a petition together and petitioning the mayor and my local alderman to make a law where you have to have government approval before you can tear down a tree in your yard, like they do, they're doing more often around the country. People do not get individual freedom, liberty, and private property. And if you don't get that, then you really don't belong in the libertarian category. You know, I mean, you have the Republican and the Democratic Party for that. They are the mob rule. They are the anti-liberty. They are the anti-freedom. They are the anti-private property. You know, join one of them. But to bend to our very foundation, to what we are about, for the fact that we need to try and get more people in, well, why even bother then? I mean, if you're
so, is this in reference to anything specific, like, let's say, Rand Paul or Gary Johnson, some of these folks who aren't really libertarians but are touted as such by many libertarians?
No, the gentleman that called had been Tyler, I think had been the name of the guy, and he called in and he talked about how we need to prevent people from coming into the Libertarian Party that are doing a lot of crap, like burning the American flag, and you're turning people off in the military from joining the Libertarian Party by doing that. Well, when I hear that, I automatically want to go out, get an American flag,
and burn it.
And get my GoPro camera and tell everybody I'm Doug the Libertarian and I'm burning the American flag. I mean, to tell people you're offended and therefore you shouldn't do it, you're not being true to a true libertarian. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the guy was talking about prudence, right? Like, he was talking about disassociation, not letting people into a party, but sort of, as a libertarian, disassociating yourself with people that spread the message poorly. And, you know, like, I would say that flag burning has rarely been done properly, especially United States flag burning. I haven't seen a good, convincing, arousing flag burning where I've said, you know what, this has helped promote prosperity and human freedom. It mostly just seems like angry people, doing their thing. So I get where he's coming from. I don't know that I'm ready to entirely just shun somebody because they do it. But
yeah, I think it's okay to give somebody feedback on their activism. I mean, if you think something could have been done better regarding the burning the flag, I think it's completely legitimate to give that person some feedback, but to boot somebody out of a movement over differences of opinion on what's an effective form of activism, I agree that we don't need to have that kind of thing going on.
I can't truly agree with you on it completely, Mark. I mean, if you give the people leverage that are anti-freedom, anti-liberty, that are, well, you should not be burning the American flag, you should not be doing it, we need a law, or you shouldn't be doing it. If you give them leverage, you continue to erode that line. You have that line move over and over and over. Well, I'm offended by that, therefore we need a law on that. And another group will come up, well, I'm offended on that particular issue, we need to have a law on that. Before you know it, we are where we are today. You know, you have law upon law. I mean, you know, and not
and not for individual liberty and freedom, not to protect individual liberty and freedom. We have law now for the fact that we have people that are offended. You can't have that.
Everybody's offended by something, and I think those people need to be approached on what it is they're offended by and have, you know, some opportunity to talk to people. And I feel like, you know, there's certain acts that shut off the lines of communication. One of those acts is the flag burning. For instance, there was a guy who burned a flag here on Kings and Central Square some years ago. And now pretty much every time I see a meme about flag burning, it's a picture of this guy. He's actually become an argument against what he was trying to do in the first place. His activism was quite literally counterproductive, as counterproductive as it could possibly be, because people only see a still shot of his activism. They never get to hear that, oh, he didn't just burn a U.S. flag, he burned a U.N. flag, a U.S. flag, and a New Hampshire flag all at once.
Mm-hmm.
They see that U.S. flag going up, and, you know, that's his thing, and, you know, he happens to be, he's a white kid doing it as opposed to some Arab or something, and, you know, that just gives them, adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah, I hope that I got. I mean, you made your point on it. I hope that I made my point on it. So
thank you.
I mean, is it still worthwhile activism at this point? I mean,
was it ever?
Yeah, I mean, is
flag burning played out? But if somebody does it, I think that it's worth promoting. I think it's interesting and it's activism that can get people talking. I mean, I understand where Mark's coming from, but you know, in the case of the flag burning you're mentioning, he wasn't arrested for it or anything like that. And there really wasn't even that much as far as people yelling at him in real life for doing it. It was actually a relatively quiet, successful event when it happened. Doug, I think that, you know, the fact is there are always going to be these libertarians who are super critical of other libertarians' activism and don't do very much activism on their own. And they're just going to, you know, be loudmouths about it. And that's just part and parcel of the process of doing things that, you know, that have an impact, doing things that people consider.
Flag burning is not an impact. Flag burning is just, it just throws, it's just a big, it's a macho flash.
If it gets people talking, then it had an impact, and it did. So, you know, there are things that are offensive, and some things are more offensive than others. Like I said, it's not something I choose for my own activism, but other people say that I do terrible activism as well, and that I'm ruining the movement with my activism. And, you know,
usually
I think
what they say is that you have poor judgment. I hear that over and over again.
Well, whatever. I've also been told I've been ruining the movement on multiple occasions.
Yes, but that's what they mean. You ruin the movement by supporting people through your poor judgment.
No, they're talking about my own activism, that I'm ruining the movement with that. And, you know, I think we just need the radicals. We need the people who are willing to go out there and do the, you know, the hardcore principled activism and make no apologies for it. And then the, you know, the kind of the apologists, if you will, the people who are criticizing it, then they'll look more reasonable, I guess. And there are always going to be those people in the middle.
Have to agree with what the individual will be doing to agree with the liberty and the freedom involved with it. You know what?
Thanks, Doug, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Flag burning, offensive activism, should it stop? It's Free Talk Live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, did you hear that the CIA director, the CIA chief, had his email hacked by some kid?
AOL account.
Teenager.
Did he really have an AOL? He bet he did.
A teenage hacker broke into John Brennan's email account, and well, there's some interesting things that are in there. Apparently, WikiLeaks.
I bet there are.
WikiLeaks has now come into the possession of the contents of CIA Chief John Brennan's email account.
I'm sure they're guarding it vigilantly.
WikiLeaks actually releases things, so they don't really guard things.
We'll
tell you more about that here in a moment. Not everybody listening, Mark, may be aware of what WikiLeaks is, so it's important to inform people.
Excellent. We've given them an opportunity to find out.
855-450-3733. Coming up in 1 week. Are you flying out Wednesday, Mark, to Vegas?
Wednesday, yep. Flying out to Las Vegas.
1 week from today.
The first ever remote broadcast of Free Talk Live from Las Vegas at the D Hotel. And you can go get your tickets at bitcoininvestor.com. It's October the 29th and 30th at the D Hotel. And there's going to be lots of speakers for the Bitcoin Investor Conference, including Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels is putting the event on. He'll be speaking too. Brian Sovereign, Bitcoin Bell, better known as Michelle Seven, Tone Vaze, and Edmund C. May. I'm excited for the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please come on out and see me. Tickets are $100. You can't beat it. Bitcoininvestor.com.
All right. So you're certainly welcome to comment on the perverted cop story. That's still on the table here. But
I don't know what there is. What's the issue?
So he got arrested, right, for the first part, which wasn't really illegal. Is it? It's not illegal to film sex, right?
No.
Or without consent? I don't know. Is that still fall under the whole wiretapping thing?
It's not illegal. It's not legal to record somebody when they're in a bathroom, and that's one of the things they went after him for. It's not legal to certainly molest young boys, which is also something that he did. And they did go after him for some sort of invasion of privacy charge regarding the men who were given fellatio after sticking their penis through a glory hole.
You see, I have a problem. There's one. It's different than, say, picking a gal up at a bar and having, or, you know, picking a guy up at a bar and having videos sort of up in a bedroom. You have a reasonable, you have a reasonable expectation of privacy if you're going back with somebody to their bedroom to have sex. However, I would say there's a difference between just sticking a body part through a hole in a door and then expecting privacy at that point.
Well, he may have had a camera that was recording the person as well. So there might have been an inside camera recording the sex act, and there might have been an outside camera recording the person outside.
It's about reasonable expectation. And I don't know. I think reasonable expectation is now off the table once you talk about a glory hole. You know, I mean, it's no longer there. If you have chosen to participate in this particular act, participating in the act is not reasonable, so therefore reasonable expectations when committing the act are off the table. I just don't think there is one. You are now the punchline of a joke.
Yeah, imagine all the poor guys that found themselves on the internet. I wonder how many times that happens, you know.
60 at least over 18 months, according to the case.
I'm just hoping the door isn't in, right on the street in the neighborhood. That's what my biggest concern is. Because it would be really odd to be going by and there's somebody really close to a door.
Right, you know, like kind of their pants pulled down a little bit.
Right. Well, you can zip them, I suppose.
Depending on what you're wearing.
Standing up on the threshold, which would be really strange, too, you know. There's often that, 3 or 4 inches of concrete that hangs out of the door.
Not every man is the same height, so some of them might be sort of standing on their tiptoes. Some might be kind of squatting to fit through the hole.
You're assuming that the hole is just one circular hole, but I would imagine
saying there'd be different holes?
Engineered this might have made, say, a longer hole or something. I don't know.
A longer hole?
Well, a hole isn't necessarily a round thing.
I see what you're saying.
Holes can be all different shapes.
True. Generally, when I think of a hole, though, I think of a round shape.
I get where you're coming from. You know, every article you read is going to have something wrong in it. So
that's true.
The expectation that you have that this hole is round may or may not be true.
Well, we need to see the evidence then. We need to see the pictures of the door, and that way we'll know more about it.
Yeah.
So RT.com reporting on some big news here. The director of the CIA, John Brennan, his emails have been leaked, and this is from the time period when Brennan worked in the private sector, including reports on Afghanistan and torture, as well as ideas for U.S. policy towards Iran. The emails obtained by a hacker earlier this week were from Brennan's private email account. Well, it's not so private anymore, which the CIA chief appears to have used to work on several intelligence-related projects in 2007 and 2008. The leaked papers include alleged drafts containing discussions about, quote, challenges for the U.S. intelligence community in a post-Cold War and post-9/11 world, unquote, as well as proposals regarding, quote, torture methods, unquote. Hey, wait, don't they say officially that they don't torture in the United States government?
It's enhanced interrogation.
Yeah.
He should not be used. Torture might be easier to spell, but enhanced interrogation is what it is. You should call it what it is.
So here you have him being honest in his private emails about this is actually torture. Among the documents harvested from, and by the way, I should, for listeners just tuning in, if you didn't hear last night's show, this is like email revelations week here so far, because last night we had the emails come from Hillary Clinton's server, which actually were sent by Colin Powell to George W. Bush regarding the George W. Bush and Tony Blair kind of palling up and planning the Iraq War a year in advance from when the Iraq War actually started. At the same time, they were saying publicly that they were looking at diplomatic solutions. So that shows that they were telling lies and that essentially Hillary Clinton was covering up for them. So, you know, they're all on the same side. Now here you go with the CIA director's emails coming out. Who's next?
Among the documents harvested include a May 2008 letter from Christopher Bond, the vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, proposing a way to ban torture while continuing to interrogate, quote, high-value detainees, unquote. Both the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, and CIA director at the time had objected to proposals limiting interrogation methods to the 19 techniques explicitly authorized in the Army Field Manual. Bond wrote, quote, rather than authorizing...
The Army Field Manual has acceptable forms of torture?
Well, they call them interrogation methods.
I see.
You know, if you spin it the right way, it's legal.
Quote, rather than authorizing intelligence agencies to use only those techniques that are allowed under the Army Field Manual, I believe the more prudent approach is to preclude the use of specific techniques that are prohibited under the AFM, Bond wrote. This would allow the use of interrogation methods not explicitly authorized in the manual, but still considered acceptable under the Geneva Conventions. Bond lists the methods that should be prohibited. Quote, force, and remember, Bond is some other guy. He's one of these people on this panel, the Senate panel. Quote, forcing the detainee to be naked, perform sexual acts, or pose in a sexual manner, placing hoods or sacks over the head of a detainee and using duct tape over the eyes, applying beatings, electric shock, burns, or similar forms of physical pain, waterboarding using military working dogs, inducing hypothermia or heat injury, conducting mock executions, and depriving the detainee of adequate food, water, or medical care. The note called the Conundrum of Iran, which gave recommendations to whoever takes up residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in January of 2009, emphasized the need for negotiations with Tehran. Brennan gave a history of Iran's political development over the centuries, criticized the Islamic Republic for its support of terrorists, but also praised the efforts of Iranian diplomats in negotiations in post-Taliban Afghanistan. The note was written in 2007 when Brennan worked at the Analysis Corporation, an intelligence and analyst firm that he founded. Earlier this week, an American teenage hacker claimed that he'd broken into the personal email accounts of top security officials, with CIA Director Brennan being among them.
You'd think that these folks, I mean, I'm sure that the rules of the CIA are you can't use your personal email account to look at CIA stuff, but these top folks think the rules don't apply to them, that somehow they're safe, and they're not.
Why would they put it in their personal email? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
You would think...
Some of the documents have been posted on Twitter, with edited parts of them reportedly made public by the hacker using the name Kraka. Apart from the CIA's chief email, the teenager claimed to have gained access to Brennan's personal AOL account, which contained the official's own application for top security clearance.
You weren't lying. It really wasn't it.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And I wonder, you know, maybe we're just seeing the scratching the surface of the CIA director's emails that have been released. The story coming from RT.com about the teenage hacker calling himself Kraka, who busted into the CIA's email in addition to his personal AOL account. So apparently he got into both the official and the unofficial email accounts of this guy.
Wow.
I'm not real clear on that. That's the way the story makes it sound here on RT, but maybe they've... Made a mistake.
The story I read, I knew that he had been in the AOL account that the guy had, which to me the best most comic part of this is he had an AOL account, the chief of internet, the chief of intelligence here in this country has an AOL account.
Yeah, apparently it goes back a long ways. He's had this account since before he was the chief of the CIA.
All the people who have AOL accounts are saying that right now. They're saying, but I've had it a long time, and I don't want to try to teach my friends a new account. And, you know, everybody else who had an AOL account had to figure that part out.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733.
I don't know what happened to my Earthlink account, but, I survived the switchover.
The hacktivist group Anonymous also released fragments of several documents, including an undated report by Lewis Tucker, minority staff director at the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, that was sent to Vice Chairman Bond. Tucker reports he traveled to India, Afghanistan, and Pakistan with four colleagues, visiting a number of cities and officials. He complained the U.S. Central Command in Bagram, Afghanistan, remained strongly unsupportive of the trip at every stage. Tucker wrote, quote, Everyone we spoke with on the ground in Afghanistan and Pakistan confessed that they know of no overall U.S. government strategy for the region. Rather, we observed quality individuals serving judiciously in their own lanes, ungoverned by a coordinated comprehensive strategy, unquote. The group concluded this lack of coordination was the greatest contributor to the U.S. failure to achieve regional stability, urging the development of a comprehensive strategy based clearly on U.S. goals in the region. They also recommended that the U.S. avoid cross-border attacks into federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan, lest they risk alienating the Pakistani government and international opinion. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that a lot of these emails are particularly outrageous, at least the ones that they have cited here in the RT story. But nonetheless, it's kind of an interesting development, and maybe we'll see more coming soon. There were 30,000 emails, apparently, in the Hillary Clinton case, so who knows what's still to come out of that treasure trove. Of course, you can join us here and share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Police are warning in Jackson, Mississippi. There's a tweet that they sent out today, or I guess 2 days ago, that says, if your kids get these for Halloween candy, they are not candy. They are the new shapes of ecstasy and can kill kids. The Jackson, Mississippi Police Department had issued a warning for pressed ecstasy pills that could be mistaken for Halloween candy if they ended up in their children's hands, according to FoxNews.com.
Who gives kids $20 ecstasy pills?
We used to... Well, we were kind of jerks, but we used to put in some bouillon cubes, you know, those seasoning cubes, because they look like candy. They were wrapped in gold and silver foil, right, so you would throw it in with a bunch of...
the chicken bouillon, right?
Back in the day when you had the taffy that was all foiled out.
I wonder what that was like. It was probably very salty, right?
Yeah, it's just like eating unpleasant. A cube of salt. You just throw it in.
Right. While the stories of kids being poisoned or tainted Halloween treats are mostly the stuff of urban legend, it is always a good idea to check your child's candy before letting them eat it, and that's certainly true. I mean, just eating random stuff that's not packaged is probably not the best idea. And of course, you know, the claim here, though, and I think, Mark, you bring up the best objection, that is that this would be super expensive to do. I mean, even if it was a high-level dealer of ecstasy who was putting these in, you know, he wasn't paying street price of $20 a pill, he's still paying $5 to $10 a pill, depending
that's
on...
That's pretty high-level, would be my guess.
I don't know. Probably more like mid-level to...
Using logic, all right?
I can't imagine...
go with the scare.
I just can't imagine the scenario where a sane person would say, you know what's a good idea? Handing out ecstasy pills to a bunch of kids.
Children.
Okay, so...
Well, it could be an insane person.
Right. Now, there's insane people, but insane people are, at this point, I don't know why they stop at ecstasy pills. Why don't they put the razor blades in the apples, or, you know, which I guess has never happened.
Yeah, no kid would eat apples anymore.
Right, they're not going to eat
apples. There's no evidence that ever happened. Right.
I mean, you know, why wouldn't they, you know, do a variety of things, like rat poison in candy, or whatever it is that they do. I'm sure you can take rat poison and mix it up with some water and make yourself a nice rat poison slurry and inject it with a hypodermic needle that you can get somewhere into candy and make that candy make somebody very sick.
The old joke in jail was that you shouldn't eat someone else's root beer barrels because they might have stuck them where the sun don't shine.
Root beer barrels. Okay, so Mark's probably old enough. I don't know if Ian was. Did you ever get the homemade treats when you went trick-or-treating?
No, that never happened to me.
We used to get the popcorn balls.
Yeah.
Popcorn balls were
homemade,
the ones.
Yeah, homemade treats.
You still remember those?
Yeah, I do. And I was able to eat those. We weren't allowed to eat the unwrapped candy sometimes for whatever reason. I'm 44. You know, this happened 30-something years ago, almost 40 years ago. And they would put just sort of unwrapped hardish candies just
and they would just drop in the peppermint things or whatever. And then we actually had ladies that would make popcorn balls.
Yeah.
They would stick them in like saran wrap or something. Mm-hmm. But usually you kind of knew where the house was, or
I knew the
neighborhood. We went to our neighbors. So I don't know if that stuff happens anymore. I doubt it does.
I lived out in the country, so we had to go in and sort of schlep off of other people's neighborhoods, because it wouldn't have made much sense to get into to drive from door to door out where I lived.
I do like how Halloween is like importing children now to the best neighborhoods. That's a thing the last 20, 30 years, that I remember I lived in Savannah right next to the cool neighborhood, and busloads of kids would show up, like a church bus or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they would just scour this one neighborhood, and I always wondered.
Weird.
And you would never know who these kids are. You'd never see them again for a year.
So the other check on this story not being true.
Sorry, I railroaded
that. Because this is a fear-mongering post by the police in Mississippi here. So the first check on it not being true is Mark's point that it's super expensive to do this, and no one in their right mind would spend that kind of money to give ecstasy pills out to children. But number two, if you've ever tasted MDMA or one of these pills...
Yeah, they're not going to swallow it.
They will... If any child that has a sweet tooth, and pretty much all of them do, is going to spit this thing out. You know, you don't... Put a piece of candy in your mouth.
It's medicine, not candy.
You don't put a piece of candy in your mouth and not taste it or chew it, right? Like, you want to chew the candy so you can taste how sweet it is or how sour or tangy or whatever and enjoy it. You know, it's not like a dog that's just going to inhale the thing and then, you know, not taste it. Of course, you could argue that.
You could put some aspirins in a roll of Smarties and get away with it?
No, I don't think it would work at all.
Have ever, by the way, tried to give a dog, many dogs will... take the they'll have these treats that, you know, say you put peanut butter on or something like that. Or, I'm sorry, the pills. peanut butter on. Well, they
lick the peanut butter off and
drop the pill.
Sure.
I mean, many of these dogs, you're not going to get a dog to just snap up a pill without anything on it.
And you're not going to get a kid to snap up a pill either.
I have yet to see the thing in God's green earth that just eats a pill for the, you know, for the joy of eating a pill.
It's very sour. It's not sour in like a candy kind of way. It's sour in like this is medicine, poison, kind of nasty, you do not want to eat this kind of way. Any child that that held this in their mouth for a moment, for one second, would spit it out, and they would probably make a big production out of how gross it was.
Well, I've never taken this drug. Do you? I thought ecstasy was
ecstasy.
Don't they mix it with like juice and stuff and drink
juice.
It?
No, I've never heard of that.
No, maybe I'm thinking of Molly.
Mushrooms.
Molly water.
No, I've never heard of that one either.
Never heard of Molly water?
Maybe people do that. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, Taryn, if people do that. But the typical way you would dose these pills is in pill form. If you're buying Molly, which is street slang for molecular MDMA,
and the chances of it actually being that are very, very slim.
Yeah, well, Molly used to be.
Used
to be the term that one used in order to differentiate the garbage from the good stuff.
Correct.
But now it didn't take 5 weeks for somebody to say, hey, you know, I'm going to call my garbage what the people who call the good stuff call it now.
Yeah,
right? Like
that's right.
You know, it's a marketing term.
It comes within a gel capsule, so you won't taste it at all, the Molly.
But kids don't just swallow pills out of their trick or treat bags.
It's a ridiculous claim by the police, but I thought I'd share it with you because, well, you need to know why it's not true. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. The Uber crackdown continues. We'll tell you how they targeted a grandmother coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus.
Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.